Well, hello to all of our savvy solopreneurs. This is your host, Karen Kalis, and I am so excited to have with us today Audrey Seymour. She is going to bring a lot of clarity and information to us today that you are just going to love. She guides mission-based businesses and leaders internationally, so she works all over the globe to give them greater clarity and alignment so that they can increase their impact. She also, and you guys are going to love this, she has a background as a software development manager and as a lead engineer building 3D graphics. Okay, like seriously, extremely cool. And she combines that with this love that she has of helping people, you know, so that they can better achieve their purpose. So, Audrey, thank you so much for joining us here.
My pleasure. I love the topic of your summit. It's just so exciting.
Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, one thing I did not mention when I was introducing you is that you do have a black belt. So, needless to say, I'm going to be on my best behavior today. Always a good thing. But how about if we start with this? How about if you start by telling us a little bit more about yourself and what you do?
Well, thank you. I want to say that there's two things I'm the most passionate about. The first thing is connecting people to their inner wisdom and their higher purpose. And the other part is just bridging the gaps, bringing all the scattered and separated pieces back into the whole, both for individuals and at the collective level, you know, companies, organizations, societies. Because where I really want to see humanity going is that we are in touch with what our gifts are and really what we're meant to be doing, and also bridging all the gaps because there's so much polarization in society. And so when I work with individuals and companies, I help them at that clarity of purpose and direction and lining up all the parts that are going in different directions so that we can all increase our impact and bring our good work out into the world.
That is amazing. So in your work, I know that you do a lot with people, helping people find their purpose. And, you know, that can be so difficult for solopreneurs because, they start off on a path and then they wake up that one day and realize that work can be really, really tough. And then from there they go, well, wait a minute, maybe I'm not working in the area of my purpose and passion. So in your experience, what do you think is the biggest challenge for people who want to find their true passion and purpose in life?
Well, I think what happens for most of us, you know, being human beings, it's those fears of actually standing up and saying, this is what I care about the most, and this is my purpose and what I want to do. Because in our culture, we learn to put on that false front and, you know, how to look good to others to get that Maslow need of esteem and support, because we need tribes. We're tribal creatures. And so people have that fear, like, if I really stood up and did my purpose, you know, I might be ridiculed, or I won't have time for people I love, or I might have to be, you know, like Mother Teresa and be poor. I remember I even had the fear before I found my purpose of, you know, if I got so much more powerful, maybe I'd become arrogant and cause harm and misuse power. And so there's these natural doubts and fears that come up when you really talk about, I'm going to line up my deepest true nature with my expression in the world and make money out of it. And people have the fears, and what they tend to do is try to push those parts away rather than recognizing you need to heal and embrace all of them into the wholeness. Because when you're living your purpose, it's not a brute force act. You cannot brute force your way into purpose any more than you can brute force your way into falling in love. There's a similarity between living your purpose and falling in love because it's an opening to allow something deeper to move through you rather than being in control and managing it.
I love that analogy. I have never heard anyone compare the idea of purpose and the idea of falling in love. That is amazing. So when you fall in love, you sort of fall into it. It just sort of happens. I think that's probably why we call it falling in love. So what does that process of falling into purpose look like?
Well, a few people think that purpose is anything that you choose to do. And so I'm talking about a different definition of purpose. I'm talking about not just choosing what you want to do, but opening up, listening to what is the deepest truth of your nature, your highest purpose, the greatest gift that you could bring to the world. And so that would be something that's more fulfilling than anything else. It uses all of you. Nothing is left behind. And it's something that you're just better at than anything else. It brings more joy and fulfillment. And so that kind of purpose actually involves diving in and tuning into that inner wisdom within you, almost outside of the realm of just the figuring out part of the personality. So it's diving into that deeper truth through a meditative process, asking the right questions, and then hearing what you receive. And, of course, testing, does it really resonate? But if it is your deeper nature, your heart's going to sing, and you might even burst into tears at hearing it at that level.
Yeah. So you mentioned that it can be sort of a meditative process. So I guess I have sort of a twofold question for you. Is purpose something that hits like lightning? Is it something that, you know, is it sort of a strike and all of a sudden you know what your life purpose is? Does it evolve over time? So I guess we'll start with that. Does it evolve over time, or is it sort of a lightning strike of, okay, that's my purpose?
And it's different for different people. There is, in the work that we do, since we're going for that deeper dive that can be kind of freaking out to the conscious mind, we have to first line up and see what you need to feel safe opening up to that kind of knowledge. You know, like you might want to say, well, I'm going to make sure I have self-care and I have people that love me and I have enough money in the bank, all of that. So then as you open to it, it really depends on the person, because some people, it is like a lightning strike. I remember having this kind of flash in my head and I burst into tears. But other people, it's like this sort of deep settling, like, you know, this just confirms what I was guessing, and your whole life starts to make sense from this place of purpose because nothing is left out.
Yeah, I love that. So, Audra, somebody came to you and they said, I have no clue what my purpose is. I have no clue. I am really busy. I'm running at 100 million miles an hour. I have no clue what my purpose is. Where would you start with them?
Well, the first thing I do is really check into how they make decisions, because I work with some really busy executives and they don't have time or they don't feel safe going for a deeper dive. We would just do a more of an intuitive self-assessment and explore, like, well, what were the times that brought you the joy, and what do you care about? What causes matter? You may have heard some of these standard questions that come with purpose finding, like if you were totally funded, what would you do? Or if you knew you wouldn't fail, absolutely you could not fail, what would you choose to do? So there's a way to more gently dive into this material and look at what your values are and what matters, and out of that you can sort of start to see what would be ideal work for you. But the clients I work the most with are the ones that are like, I really need to do a deep dive because I cannot figure it out at the level of personality. And so we would warm them up with those kind of questions to kind of get the ego ready to dive in. And then we'd see, what do you need to make it safe to know your purpose at the level of your soul? You know, what do you need as far as safety and finances and community and all of those things? And get them to commit to, well, if I make all these things happen and I have these things in place, then I'll feel safe enough to really open up to that higher wisdom that can come through in meditation. And then we ask the questions about four components of purpose, but that's a whole other story, so I'm not going to go there right now.
and I really appreciate that. I love that there is more than one way for someone to figure out what their purpose is. That is fantastic. So
not everybody's the same.
Absolutely. So, you know, finding your purpose, I think, is such an important aspect of work as your solopreneur, because I think, in my opinion, that's what makes things really, really satisfying. Now, would you agree with that statement? Would you agree that having, you know, working in the area of your purpose then makes work very, very satisfying for the solopreneur?
And again, I think it sort of depends on who you're talking about. There are people that they just want to feel like they're being of service and, you know, doing what's needed, and they're fine with that. But people who are identified with the term change agents, they're really up to something big, that I want to make a difference in the world and make it a better place. Those people are up to bigger things, and they need to know their purpose in order to have that clarity of direction, to have the guidance from inner wisdom, and just to know what they're doing so that they have that fulfillment of reaching their calling. Because some people have that what they call it, divine discontent, where you just know you're up to, there's something you're meant to do, and you're not going to be able to relax until you do it. So those are the people that really need that deep dive into purpose, or else they're going to go crazy. There's that pressure that builds up from within. And so as you discover, like I circled for years knowing there was some deeper work I needed to do, and then I met Tim Kelly, whose work I use and teach, and it was like, this is it, that deeper dive into inner wisdom, not just trying to figure it out. Now it's like, wow, my life makes sense. I am in so much joy. I'm energized at the end of the day because I get to work with people connecting with their true nature, their inner wisdom, and bringing their gifts to the world. So there's nothing like it. And that's what I want for everybody who is called to that, to be able to have that deep expression brought out into the world and being well compensated for it.
Wow. Okay. So what you said there was so interesting to me because So what you're saying is that finding your innate purpose is not necessarily super important for everyone. For some people, and correct me if I misunderstood this, for some people, they're perfectly satisfied with sort of doing their work and doing it well. And but then there's other people, I believe you called them the change agents, who have
change
sort of
agents,
that divine, the divine discontent, if you will, of, you know, of wanting to do more and wanting to feel more and to feel like they have a purpose that they that they have taken care of. Did I understand that correctly?
Yeah, because you know people you know everybody has a different framework about how you hold life on the planet Earth, but I hold that some people they come in maybe their purpose is simple. It's just to be the most loving mother possible and to usher certain children into the world. And others they're out to solve world hunger. So everybody comes in for a different reason. And, you know, I've met some people like, yeah, well, just purpose is, doesn't matter so much. I just want to choose something that that brings me joy in the moment. That's my guideline. But others are like, see, change agents, by our nature, don't fit into the status quo because we're come in to rock the status quo, to find a better way forward, more harmony for humanity. And so there's that feeling of mismatch and that we're kind of driven to make a better world, to change it. And many of my clients who go for this deeper dive are change agents. And so we're driven that we have to know more clearly what's our piece of the puzzle so we can weave this exquisite tapestry of humanity and help it wake up as it goes forward.
That is really, really interesting. You've given me a lot to, think about. So what I like is the example that you used about how some people, I believe you used the example of a mom who's being a great mom, and that is really her purpose, is to raise these wonderful children. And then there's other people who are finding their most and deepest purpose in the workplace. That is really a fascinating observation. I never thought of it that way before.
Yeah, that's how I hold it.
Yeah, and because you always think of purpose as being such a global, like somebody has a purpose and it should permeate their entire life. So what you're saying is it can be more segmented.
Well, from our perspective, you live your purpose all the time, but it can be simply articulated, not require a deep dive to know. And some people just come into it as a vocation, you know, like concert pianists or Olympic athletes. They kind of, you can tell they're living their purpose, but maybe they didn't do a process to find it. They just kind of came in knowing it and going for it. But there's a certain segment of us who know there's something deeper than we have access to, and our own fearful parts of our psyche are blocking us from knowing what that is. And so that's when process and support to help you find the way and know what questions to ask makes all the difference in the world.
So I think if you don't mind, I'm just going to pivot a little bit. I wanted to ask you sort of about the relationship between time management, daily planning, and your purpose, because it seems like if, and I'm just sort of reaching out here and seeing what your thoughts might be on this, because our solopreneurs can get very task-oriented, if you will, which I'm wondering if you've seen a correlation between solopreneurs that are very task-oriented and are overwhelmed in their day and sort of getting pulled out of their purpose.
Well, that's a great question. I actually love time management because I used to be a software development manager, and it was just how to get all the pieces to line up, you know, individual contributors' tasks and then the whole team's tasks. And so it's a way of working with puzzle pieces. And there's a couple different aspects. One piece is just the mechanics of what are the top priorities, which in and of itself isn't always easy to determine the priorities, and what percentage of each week do you want to spend on the priority. And again, there has to be that time for the long-term vision of where you're going with your business as well as the short-term tasks, and to be willing to set aside short-term tasks to save that carved out time for the long-term task and have that balance in the right percentage. But then there's this other piece where it actually relates to Maslow's hierarchy of needs, where we get drawn away off of our plan because of, like, for example, the need to connect. Solopreneurs can get very isolated. And if they are oblivious to that need to connect, they'll find themselves suddenly online or an email just wanting to connect. And so a great tip is when you go off your plan and are doing something else, notice, like, what need is not fulfilled. And so sometimes it's a matter of just scheduling connect time, knowing, okay, well, at 2 o'clock I'm going to get to call my colleague or my friend and connect, and now I can know that that need is going to be met and I can focus on my task right now. But there's that inner alignment as well as the outer skills about just basic prioritization and time management. And when you get in touch with that inner guidance, you can really ask, what's the most purposeful use of my time today, and make a grid and see what ego needs are being made by what you're doing instead of what you want to do, and what's the most purposeful use of your time.
So I know that you have a very, very busy schedule. So can you share with us if you have any specific time management tips that you feel like would really help our solopreneurs to make sure they're maximizing the time that they have in the office each day?
Well, one of the things I haven't mentioned that's important is to notice your rhythm throughout the day. Find out what is your peak time of day. Like for me, I'm the most productive in the morning, the most energized, so then I'll do my most creative work then and do my more routine work later in the day when I'm tired. But some people, they peak after lunch. And I used to believe, oh, the disciplined thing to do is do all the kind of hard tasks I don't like first and then save the juicy stuff for later. But then by the end of the day, I'd be too tired to be, you know, writing my book or something like that. And so when I started to match my creative work to my peak time of day, it made all the difference in the world, and that's what I teach my clients now. So it's good to notice, how's my rhythm? If I'm too groggy in the morning, do the routine things in the morning and choose your peak time of day for when you're going to be visioning your business or doing your writing or giving talks, things like that.
Oh, I love that. I love that idea. That is fantastic. So as our time sort of draws to a close, overall, is there one tip that you would like to leave our savvy solopreneurs with that they can maybe take home and think about?
Yeah, I think one of the most important things is to not reject the parts of yourself that you don't like. That, you know, you don't, maybe some people don't want to feel the fearful parts, or they don't want to hear the critic. You have to understand that all these parts serve, and they come in trying to help you. And so power actually comes from loving all of yourself into wholeness, understanding, listening, finding out what these parts need, rather than trying to cut off parts of yourself. Because it's so tempting to get rid of, I've got to get rid of this to do something. It's not going to work. You're not going to be fully resourced unless you embrace all of you into wholeness. So just to help those misaligned parts understand how you're more resourced than when you were little, that's one of the secret ways into that.
I love that. You're more resourced than you were when you were little. Oh, that is something really worth thinking about. I love that. So, Audrey, my brain is going at a million miles a minute, and I'm sure everyone else is too. If people want to connect with you because they have questions or they want to learn more about what you do, how would they go about finding you?
Well, my website is clearchangegroup.com. That's clearchangegroup.com. And I actually have a free ebook I wanted to offer people. It's called 4 Steps to Catalyze the Purpose That Calls You. So if you're called to that mission I've been talking about where you feel like you want to make a better world through your business, but you're struggling because you haven't found that clarity of purpose and the momentum you need to fulfill that mission, then this workbook will take you through the 4 steps, getting the clarity of purpose, getting that inner and outer alignment, how to choose the right strategy to get where you want to go, and also those workflow systems that will launch your creative wisdom without boxing you in.
That is so amazing. That is so amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that with our listeners. And, you know, as we wrap up here, Audrey, I just want to thank you for being on today and for sharing your wisdom. Thank you so much for being here.
You're so welcome. It was my pleasure.
That is amazing. So to all of our listeners, if you want to access Audrey's free book or you want to learn more about what she does and how you can talk with her, not a problem. All you need to do is go back to your daily email. That would be the place that you found the link to this audio. And scroll down and you will see all the links that you need to find her and learn more about what she does. And again, to all of our savvy solopreneurs, I'm so glad that you joined us today. And we will see you on our next episode.